Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I was read that one thing out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul said he came not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of power. This is the way we are all to be when we bring the gospel. When I met Ann back in 1976, I didn't come to her with man's wisdom, but I preached the gospel and demonstrated the power of God by praying for her, and she was healed. When I met Robin at the same time, I didn't come to her with the wisdom of the world. I came to her with the wisdom of God because she needed something that only God could give her that she could believe. And God gave it to me to give to her. And it demonstrated the power of God. Those of you that are here, almost every one of you are here because at some point or other you saw the demonstration of the power of God. When Karen first met me, I did not preach to her the wisdom of men. What I did was contrary to what any preacher would ever do. I was told that she had asthma and couldn't be around cigarette smoke. So when she came in, the second thing I did, the first thing was to say, "Hi, have a seat." The second thing I did was light up a cigarette. Totally contrary to the wisdom of men. But it demonstrated the power of God because it brought forth that demonic spirit that was plaguing her all her life. And it was cast out, and she's been free ever since. The wisdom of God does not operate as the wisdom of men. And the knowledge of God is not the same as the knowledge of men. I would that you all would learn to walk in the wisdom and knowledge of God. And I hope that today I might give you something that would help you to do just that. In Galatians chapter 2, in verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I want to draw your attention to a couple things in there. One is, you're not justified by your faith in Christ. You cannot know or do because you have faith in Christ. If you go back and look at that and read it again, you are justified by Christ's faith. You are justified by His faith in His ability to cover you with His grace, with His love, His mercy, and His power. You are not justified by your ability to believe Him. You are justified by His ability to believe in Himself. Oh God, what a release that is. How great that is. To realize that my salvation is not based upon how good I am. Or how well I can perform, or how well I can believe Him. It's based on His ability to believe Himself. That is a good thing. That should get you excited. That should make you want to do a little jig or something. I'm hiding behind the pulpit so you can't see me. But I want you to understand, every one of you that are in this room or listening live or listening by tape, you wouldn't be listening. You would not be hearing this old, scratchy old voice if God hadn't made a way for you to walk in the power, and demonstration of the power of God. He's given you the way. And the way is this. Stop trusting in your own faith and in your own abilities. And begin trusting in His faith, in Himself, and His abilities to perform through you. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Now, we hear a lot about Hebrews. And we've heard Hebrews preached a lot of ways. But I'm going to bring you something in verse 12, chapter 12. I want to give you a new way to look at something. It's the same old thing, but I just want you to look at it a new way. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, who are these witnesses? Who are these witnesses? They're not the witnesses of the world. They're not the witnesses that you see out here. You go back into verse 11, or chapter 11, and he begins to talk about all those people in the Old Testament that did as God wanted. The witnesses that performed as God said to perform because they believed God. Be it Abraham, be it Isaac, be it Elijah, be it Elisha, be it David. It made no difference. They believed God. And because they believed God, God was able to move through them and reveal Himself to the world. These are the witnesses that surround us right now. And we can add to those witnesses. We can add Peter. We can add James. We can add John. We can add Paul. And all those others from the New Testament that did as God had performed and asked them to do. We can look at Philip and Stephen and say, yes, they did it. And they are witnesses to what you are doing right now. And what am I do? They are witnesses that surround us when we go forth and give out the gospel, or we meet with other people and talk to them. They are the witnesses that will report back to God what we do. Are they going to report, yes, Lord, they trusted you. Yes, Lord, they believed you. Yes, Lord, they had no confidence in themselves, but all confidence was in you. What are they going to report? They're going to report that you sat back wringing your hands because you were afraid you weren't good enough. I got news for you. You're not good enough. And you're not going to be good enough till the day you die. This old man is the firstborn. The firstborn does not inherit the kingdom of God, nor does it inherit the kingdom of heaven. The firstborn dies, goes back to the dust. It's the secondborn that inherits. And that secondborn is the one that I trust in. That's the one I work in. That's the one I operate through. I care not about the firstborn. I care not about what it says. I care not what it believes. I care not what it does. I care only about the secondborn. And the secondborn believes on Jesus Christ and trusts in His ability to do whatsoever He says He can and will do. And if you will take the time to put your thoughts on those things, then you can cast down the things of the world and bring to bear the things of God in your life. Amen.